AM 1450 KATE, another sports preview. We're going to talk cross country, United South Central cross country with second year head coach Burnett Walton. And Burnett, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, before we talk about the upcoming season and the makeup of the team, I always like to go back in time and look at the 2020 season, which we know was a little bit different, not the same. Cross-country meets were limited to only a few teams per meet. Give us a quick recap or your thoughts on what would have been your first year as the head coach and, talk about the 2020 season that took place.
Well, the 2020 season, like you said, was unusual. We had volleyball girls out to run cross country. We had football players out to run cross country. But once they season started, it went back to their sport. So that kind of left us not really shorthanded, but shorthanded on the boys' side and the girls. We kind of worked things out. But it was a good season.
Did you gain any racers or any runners from people that maybe had never gone out for cross country? Maybe they came out and said, hey, I love this sport. I'm sticking with it.
Well, we had a few who they did both sports.
Okay.
Had a few that did football, but they stayed out with cross country once the season started. I had a couple of girls who played volleyball, but they did volleyball and cross country.
Oh, very cool. Well, that's good. I mean, that was one, I think, a benefit of how the season went last year. And you probably don't know this. I'm a huge cross-country supporter, big cross-country fan, one of my favorite sports. It was a chance for athletes that had never participated in cross-country to get a taste of what cross-country was all about. And, Burnett, would you agree that was maybe a one positive of what happened last year?
Oh, yes, definitely. That was one positive. You know, they found out what cross country was really like, and some of them liked it.
Burnett Walton, head coach of USC cross country, previewing his team here on Kate Radio. And let's talk about the makeup of the boys and girls teams. Talk about numbers, if the numbers are good this year, and talk about some of maybe your main runners, your top runners on this year's squad.
Well, this year's girls squad, we lost six runners. So this year, instead of having 15, I only have five.
Okay.
And on the boys' side, whereas I had 13, this year I only have one. So it's a completely different makeup this year.
So you have a pretty small, so you have six total runners that are out.
Right.
Well, that's too bad. I love cross country. We got to get those kids out there running.
You're right.
So as a head coach, I mean, even though it's only six kids, I'm assuming you have a great group to work with.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have five girls, and the five of them came back from last year's team, and they're good hard workers. And the one gentleman I had, he was from last year's team. He played football and ran cross country. But this year he decided to go ahead and run cross country.
Well, that's cool. I mean, at least for the girls' side, you just need five on a team to qualify and score, correct? So you would have team competition okay on the girls' side.
Yes, that's true.
First invitation coming up Friday, a Mountain Lake golf course. Is this a route that the runners have ran on before?
Well, I really don't know because we didn't run Mountain Lake last year.
Okay.
We were very limited to our meets last year. This, compared to last year, we had seven meets, including conference and sections. This year, we have 10 meets.
That's awesome.
So it's a different, yes.
And, Burnett, the cool thing about this year is for those cross-country runners that have not experienced a true season when you get a run against hundreds of runners. I mean, this is going to be quite an experience. You mentioned the one guy runner you have, that he's going to experience something different from last year, especially when he go up to Montgomery on Thursday, September 9th for their huge invitational. Some runners don't know the experience yet of what it's like, because last year only a couple of teams were allowed at each meet. They don't have the experience when it comes to running in these huge meets, which to me, that's what makes cross country the most fun.
That's true. Very true. You try to prepare them mentally for the big meets where there's hundreds of runners, but they don't know until they really experience. But I'm trying to get them to be prepared.
Burnett Walton, head coach of USC Cross Country. And Burnett, do you know that the roster is six offhand, if you want to mention their names?
Okay, on the girls' side, I have Meredith Klingbell. I have Paige Dickman. I have Lexi Johnson. I have Lindsay and Kayla Dunstead.
And then who is the lone boys runner?
Gabe Schrader.
Gabe Schrader. Okay, very cool. Again, USC will kick off their season on Friday morning, Moulton Lake Golf Course, for an invitational that starts at 10. Again, Burnett Walton, head coach of the USC cross country team in his second year as the head man for the Rebels. And Burnett, thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk throughout the season, and have a good first meet.
Thank you.